Greetings, lovely listeners. Today we talk about how to know when you are ready for group readings of mediumship. So I'm going to share with you how I came about doing my first group reading, and then I'm going to carry the podcast from there, okay? So 6 years ago, now mind you, I've been doing this for 12 years. 6 years ago, that's halfway into my journey, was when I gave my first group reading. I did not book a venue. I did not dem at a church. I was asked to do one. And I think that's really important to take note of. So I'm going to talk about this after I share my story. So 6 years ago, where was I? I was a medium who had a lot of clients, and I was not teaching yet. I was just about to, but I was really rocking it with clients, okay? And I'm saying 6 or 7, 8 a week, sometimes 10, and I was happy, okay? Had this tiny little 9 by 9 foot office space in the back of an antique store, which was located inside an old historic building built in the late 1800s. And the building was located in a historic square built in the late 1800s in Richmond, Texas. It was the historic Richmond, Texas square. It's still there. And the community was very tight-knit, and word had gotten around that a medium, me, had rented a little office space in this antique store. They all knew the owner of the shop, and it was a very tight-knit community. And so as I started seeing clients and providing quality sessions, no fraudulent readings, no let me take your money, no crazy out there wild woo-woo stuff. I was actually a decent medium, let me say that. The word got around about this. And so a lady who actually was the president, main head manager of a nonprofit organization that actually helped out women and children who suffered from domestic abuse, approached me. The owner approached me because she was doing a fundraiser during Halloween, the month of October, to raise money for the home for women and children. And she, the event, get this, it was amazing, would have a bus that attendees who bought tickets to, you know, to fundraise for this event, that they purchased a ticket, they would get on a bus, they do a historic tour, a ghost tour, and then they would get a refreshment stop where they would enjoy in the antique store where my office was located, a group mediumship reading. Now, when she approached me about this, I was, you know what you'd think, right? Like some of y'all would think, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I'm so successful. I'm going to be known even more. It's great. Well, that was not my response, to be honest, because I'd never sought out doing group readings. My response was I was scared out of my mind. And I thought, well, and I said to her, I said to the owner, how big is the group? She said 20 people, 25, 20 people. And I thought, oh, that's a lot. But I looked at her and I said, okay, I can do this. And I was talking to Spirit. And I was like, this is a sign. You know, if you want me to show, I'm going to show these people what good mediumship is. I can do this. And so I said, yes. And I actually have a picture of me giving this group reading to these 20, 25 attendees sitting in chairs in the middle of an antique shop. And that's my first group reading ever, 6 years ago. And how did it go? It was very snatchy. I was nervous. I had no clue what I was doing. Had never seen a live professional medium dem, not even watched the church medium's dem. I hadn't met my mentor, you know, Mavis Patilla yet. I had no clue that there was even training for group readings or training for quality mediumship. But I pulled it off and it was great. And I still have clients to this day from that group reading. And I actually saw four groups. So there were four cycles, four rotations of group. Anyways, my point is, y'all, I never sought it. I never had a desire. Sure, I'd seen the TV shows with John Edward, but I never, for those first 6 years of my mediumistic life, I never wanted to dim. I was very happy just, you know, practicing on people, then charging people, then working fairs, private parties for private sessions, and then landing my little office space. I was in the heart of really growing a phenomenal clientele. And then this was placed in my path. And it was placed in my path because of the service I was giving to people in my sessions. And all that experience with all those clients the first 6 years is what really, I think, prepared me. Of course, it prepared me. I don't want to say that spirit didn't think I deserved the group reading. I just think that my soul was ready. And I think that spirit knew it. I think spirit wants us all to be mediums, to be honest, and all of us to be ready to share, you know, the spirit world all around us with everyone. But I think that essentially my hard work got me this. And it made me ready and able mentally, that's a big deal, mentally and soulfully. And this is my point with this episode. Why are you reaching to demonstrate with groups? It's not all it's cracked up to be. And I laugh because as I say that, I'm thinking about conversations I've had with my students over the years, because in my mentorship program, part of training is demonstrating in front of groups. I tell my students, you got to know how it feels. You've got to get that under your belt to see if you want to do this. And it's a space that I create at the Galveston Metaphysical Fair, at the Lee Kempner Mansion, you know, at the Holistic Health Training Center, at my own space that I had in Rosenberg, Richmond for 2 years. No, I'm sorry, 3 years. My own space, 2,500 square feet. My students have the opportunity to give the group readings. And man, when we were on 3rd Street in Rosenberg, our group demonstrations were phenomenal. I answered to no one. I ran my ad. I posted our dem for the month and the students demmed. They were some of the most beautiful Friday, Saturday nights, even Sunday afternoons that we've ever had. And it gave them a taste of what reading for a group was like. It gave them a taste of that in a safe, positive space that they were comfortable with. And that was golden because, as I say, demming isn't all that it's cracked up to be. After the students would demonstrate at these student dems, they would know right away if it was something they fell in love with or something that they just weren't called to do at that time. And I'm, you know, just having their face, their images of their facial reactions when I asked them what they thought, you know, and they kind of give this look of, that was something. And you know what? I'm so glad I did it, but I'm okay that I don't do it for now. And that's demming. You know, it's okay to not want to dim, but the point of this episode is, though, you know when you're ready. Not because you go out and book a venue and think tickets will magically sell, because you can go ahead and promote your event all you want. I absolutely believe that who attended and who has attended, who will attend all the dems I've ever hosted for myself and for my school, my students, that spirit gets the people in the audience that it's meant to, no matter how much that's meant to have in the audience, no matter how much I promote. It doesn't matter. I think that spirit is in control of it. and the people's souls. I absolutely know from people that have attended the Dems that their attention has been drawn to ads. They have come across my business, my students, something in the most spirit-focused I made you look way, is what I call it, to get them to come to my Dem or my students. Word of mouth. You know, we can't underrate that. It's never overrated. It is the best way to do our business, I think, as sensitives. But my point is, I hope that if you want a Dem, if you think you want a Dem, this kind of needs to be kind of laid out before you. Something needs to trigger you, your mind, into feeling or thinking, I'm going to get a Dem scheduled. That's going to be your own soul. And it's going to be more than that, though. There's going to be little hints around you that get you to know, I really feel I need to try this. I really feel I need to do this. You know, if you're not in a program like mine or one that gives you that opportunity, or in like a church training program, I guess. What I don't want is for you young developing mediums out there to think, I'm going to schedule three different venues and I'm going to sell tickets and I'm going to be successful, because you know what? I'll promote it and people will buy tickets and I'm that good and I'm just going to get famous that way. That's what I want to address with this episode, because I see that sometimes. And I think that this path that we go on as mediums when we share with the public, which I think we all should share our mediumship with the public, you know, in some way, shape, or form, not just hold it internally. But I think that this path that we take as we develop and grow in our mediumship, I think that the organic unfoldment and the breadcrumb spirit leaves us and the process we go through in picking up those breadcrumbs and trusting that is such a beautiful journey, that why would you want to take control with your own human mind and ego and force things to happen when they're not being laid out for you yet? Because if you do try to force this, I've seen it with my students. I've seen it with my students in my program. I've seen it now with my students who've graduated from my program. They go out there, they want to prove something to themselves or to others around them, that they can fill a room, that they can, you know, fill a class. And teaching is a whole another podcast for another time. But there is a difference in taking it into your own hands and forcing it when you have not been guided to do it spiritually. Now, of course, if you are developing in a church or have that by you, bless you, it may be a little more easy for you because you're training in the place that will give the Dems, right? But if you're not in a program like a church or like what my school does, and you're all on your own with a mentor or self-study course where group deming is not in your path, you know, don't think, I'm just going to schedule this place and this and this and this and put it up on Eventbrite. You've got to be guided to do this. And there will be, like I received with the nonprofit Women and Children organization to benefit those who suffered from domestic violence. That owner of that, her walking up to me was a breadcrumb. It was a sign. It was spirit saying, Jennifer, maybe kind of think about this. And so for those of you wondering, am I ready to Dem? Well, we can always make ourselves Dem. But are you being guided to Dem? Ponder this. Have you been given a bone? Like, you know, thrown a bone. It's a saying. Has spirit thrown a breadcrumb in front of you? There's another one. where you've had the thoughts of this would be a group setting, or there would be more than a few people here to share my mediumship with. It could be a friend's house. It could be business. It could be your ladies' bunco group. I've had that happen. It could be the softest, sweetest little group settings that spirit is trying to nudge you into or throw you a breadcrumb to see if you'll pick it up, to get you to maybe start thinking about being the stage platform dimmer. So I don't think it's anything we can force. And I've seen too many mediums try to force it and they get really frustrated. And their mediumship is decent, but they're forcing it. And I want to make this podcast clear in that you're ready to dim if you're guided to dim by things spirit's presenting you with to push you to share your mediumship in some sort of a group setting. And I ask you to think, has that happened? You know, where has that happened? How has it happened in your life? And guess what? If you didn't pick up the breadcrumb and you were too scared, that's okay. Because 6 years ago, if I would have told the owner of the nonprofit for women and children, no, I assure you, spirit would have thrown me another breadcrumb. That's the beautiful thing about spirit, you know, with our development. We can always say we're not ready and spirit will always understand almost all the time. And they'll keep throwing the breadcrumbs at you. So I ask you to just kind of open up to my suggestion here with the group demonstrations. You know, if there's one thing I will say pretty adamantly, it's this. Don't think if you do not, I want to say this very nicely. If you haven't done the time with people, clients, sessions, and just understanding spirit and growing as a medium, why do you think you're going to be ready to share it with a group full of people? You have to do the time. And I think that we forget this. It's like anything. You have to do the time to learn and grow your mediumship so you are confident and knowledgeable and empowered enough to stand in front of that group and deliver amazing mediumship to people. So don't rush and don't force it. Get your clients going. Let them unfold in your path naturally. And I assure you, the group readings will follow. They absolutely will. But please don't shove your business card in people's faces and say, schedule a group reading with me right now, or I'm going to book 10 venues. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to try to get people if they, you know, do this or this with me. I'm going to secure a group reading with these people. I mean, you know, let's just think about this. I think there is a natural unfoldment. I do think there's a balance between the breadcrumbs and then sharing with people you offer services and not making it happen, if you know what I mean. So anyway, something I'm passionate about, wanted to share about. I could go on and on about this, but hopefully listeners, you mediums out there who are wondering if you're ready, hopefully this brought you some clarity. Until next time.